The Gospel of John, chapter 20. The Lord is risen. Now, on the first day after the Sabbath, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and she saw that the stone blocking the tomb had been moved away. She ran to Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and she said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Peter then set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths lying flat, but he did not enter. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and entered the tomb. He too saw the linen cloths lying flat. The napkin, which had been around his head, was not lying flat like the other linen cloths, but lay rolled up in its place. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. Scripture clearly said that Jesus must rise from the dead, but they had not yet understood that. The disciples went back to their homes. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent down to look inside. She saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She answered, "Because they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and answered him, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father, who is your Father, to my God, who is your God.'" So Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and this is what he said to me." On the evening of that day, the first day after the Sabbath, the doors were locked where the disciples were because of their fear of the Jews. But Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, seeing the Lord, were full of joy. Again Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Until I have seen in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, the disciples were again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Stretch out your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said, "You are my Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "You believe because you see me, don't you? Happy are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Conclusion. There were many other signs that Jesus gave in the presence of his disciples, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Believe, and you will have life through his name.